Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, something a bit different that we've never done before. Talking with a longtime community business owner who's about to bring an A&W to Altoona and later this year to Cadott. That's ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us. Dee Wells and her husband have owned and operated a car wash and a gas station with a convenience store, but always had a passion for the restaurant industry. Well, this passion started when Dee was just 14 years old and got her first job at a root beer stand. That passion turned to motivation, leading her to open the A&W locations she's got in Withy and later in Spencer. Well, with the success of those two A&W locations, Dee Wells decided she wanted to open two more locations in the area. She's opening the first new location in Altoona on Tuesday and another in Cadott by the end of May. I spoke with her recently.
I graduated from Owen Withy High School in 1986, and then we started some businesses in 1989. We had a car wash and oil center in Abbotsford, and then we farmed as well. And then we built a gas station in 1998 in Withy. It was a mobile gas station for 20 years, and then we rebranded to a BP, so we're officially called the Withy BP. And then off of there, we expanded and put a wing off and more of our food because there wasn't a whole lot of food in food service in Withy. So we added on a dining room, which seats about 40 people, and then we added on Chester's Chicken and a sub program and a pizza program. So that's where I got my food start with. As a high schooler, I worked in our local deli. IGA Deli was my first job, and worked all kinds of other waitressing jobs, and worked at the local root beer stand. So that's how I got into the root beer business. And then, then when we added on, a small, it was an off-brand dollar store, just a little five and dime store for our community here. And then when Dollar General came into town, I knew I could not compete with them. So I was out to hunt to find something else to go into my building. So I pursued the A&W brand again, because once again, I worked at as a car hop in town for the off-brand A&W. So anyways, so we looked into that, and in 2015 built our first A&W in Withy, in my hometown. And after that, then 3 years later, we decided to pursue another one because I love the brand and wanted to expand. So we built a standalone restaurant in Spencer. And so we have two. And then we waited a few years and also built a Culver's. I was the owner of the Culver's in Medford. We built that, and then to get my daughter and son-in-law a start in the restaurant business. And since then, they have bought us out, and so I no longer own Culver's. And then now we're pursuing back to our own businesses, which is the A&W's, and we wanted to expand. So we found the lot by Woodman's in Altoona and was super excited and decided to put one there. And then we also have a lot bought in Cadott, and after this Altoona one gets up, we are in the works, our permits are all in the works to pursue building our additional fourth restaurant in Cadott. And that's where I'm at so far.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, certainly with this worker shortage, that's been a huge issue and challenge. How have you handled that at your A&W's in Withy and Spencer, and how do you anticipate that being an issue or problem that you'll deal with in Altoona and Cadott?
Actually, it's been just a true blessing. I prayed about it, and that's what I thought was going to be my huge problem. I am so amazed. God is good. I have filled my staff in 5 days. My prayers have been answered. I have a wonderful staff. I am so blessed. It's beyond belief. The employees that have applied for me through just one agency, it's just astonishing. You would not believe the outpour I've had for employees. And I am full staff. I am so excited.
That's fantastic. How many employees do you need? How big of a staff do you need to run the A&W in Altoona, the new one?
There is a timeline, and A&W has a really good guideline. It tells us pretty well walks us through the opening steps, and they wanted us to start out with 50 employees. So we have, I believe it's like 52 right now signed up. We're having a presentation on Monday to meet and greet everybody. And so we're all set.
Well, that's really good. I mean, you know, there's such a scramble on between so many employers and for sure in the fast food industry. But certainly what stands out with A&W is that root beer. I mean, there's nothing like it. And so talk about that trademark delicious root beer.
Yes, I agree. There's nothing like it. And people, when they come in, it does come through our Pepsi fountain soda. So they think that we don't make it, but we do. We actually mix it in the back and with the pure cane sugar and everything. It isn't like years ago when I was a teenager. We actually had a vat that we had a stir stick, and I believe it was 30 minutes. You know, we'd take turns, but we had to literally churn the syrup concentrate for 30 minutes. Now it is neat. We still make it, but we have like a kettle that we put all the ingredients in to make the syrup, and then we put a timer on, and it churns for 60 minutes by itself. So it is a key to our business. Another key to our business is we still have the frosty mug. So you come there, you know, it's like old times. You can still, you know, we'll say to you, did you want a paper cup or would you like a glass frosty mug? And after you have it in glass mugs, it's real. It's the best.
Mm, absolutely delicious, fantastic. Any way you get it. I mean, going that way or getting some to take home and share with the family, outstanding. A lot of fond memories of A&W for me through the years as well. So what's the reaction you've gotten from your customers as you brought A&W to Withy and Spencer?
It was phenomenal. The people love it. It's just such a great product, and they just the nostalgic of it. So many of them still come in and just like, oh, I can remember when it was here, or I can remember when it's there. It just brings back great memories. And then the younger generation, you know, you say to them A&W, a lot of them don't even know what it is. And then all I say is wait till you try it. And so I'm super excited. I've got a lot of great feedback.
But obviously, I'm sure as an owner of two A&Ws and looking to make that four here in 2023, I'm sure you'd say, hey, we're more than the root beer, right?
Oh, definitely. Our burgers are fantastic. Our Papa Burgers, our bacon double cheeseburgers, actually, we were the ones that invented it. A&W did over 100 years ago. The brand's been out there for, we have our 100-year anniversary. That was a year ago, I believe it was. And so, I mean, we've been around. So, we're actually one of the first ones that got started in the fast food business. So it's great. It's phenomenal.
This is Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. I'm Mark Halverson. You're listening to part of a recorded conversation I had recently with D. Wells, a longtime community business owner who's bringing A&W to the Woodmans area in Altoona this Tuesday and later in late May, looking to do the same in Cadott. What advice would Dee give to those interested in owning a fast food franchise?
I'll tell you what, it takes a lot of hard work. It's not something, you know, I don't shut off. It isn't a job that you're going to say, you know, they ask me how many hours I put in, I don't even know. So it's a lot of hard work, but anybody can do it. You just got to set your dreams, pray about it, and work hard. And anybody can get anything. Just it comes with hard work. And set your goals and you can do it. A&W is a great company to work for. I can call them up right now and they can hear my voice and they know who I am. And they answer questions. They don't ignore you. They're a great company to work with, and I'm proud to be a part of them.
Dee Wells says the opening of her Altoona restaurant is right around the corner.
We're opening on January 10th. Our hours are from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We do have a ribbon cutting opening on January 10th at 9 o'clock. If anybody wants to come out, be glad to have you. Hopefully it's a nice warmer day, but it is what it is. We live in Wisconsin, so bundle up if we need to, and we'll be glad to give you some root beer at 10 o'clock.
And what does D-Well say to those in or around Kidat interested in working there when she opens the A&W there in late May?
If they want to, they could go to A&W, it's just awrestaurants.com, and then that's where there's just a generic application. And then if they want to send it to my email is dwells, so dewells@frontier.com. They could send it there, or if they want to fill it out and stop by and see us at Altoona, they could drop it off there. I'll be there a lot. Otherwise, my managers can take it and definitely get it to me. Maybe on the top of it, please put on their Kidat location. So I realize that they want to be at Kidat, or I can certainly give them a call and talk to them as well, but I appreciate that.
John Palumbo is A&W's Senior Director of Franchise Development. He says he's been in the fast food industry for over 20 years and has been with A&W for almost 2 years. Palumbo says,
my responsibilities are new store development, real estate, and franchisee financing. And so it's myself and my team who helped the brand grow in all those areas.
And how many A&Ws are there?
Yeah, sure. So we have just about 1,000 locations now, domestically and internationally. We have about 403, I believe, in Southeast Asia. That's our largest market internationally. We have another just about 5 and change domestically here in the States. And of that, about 200 or so are freestanding drive-through restaurants for A&W only. So no co-branded restaurants. And that's our market. That's really the format that's growing for our brand. That's really the vehicle that we're focused on, is that freestanding drive-through growth, which is, you know, an acre of property, 2,700 square feet, and so 2170 actually a dining room building, 4 walls. And so that's the model that really works, and that's the one we're focused on. And we're growing not only just in the upper Midwest market, but really throughout the country. All of the traditional A&W branded markets that folks have come to know and love since 1919 are all in play for us, but then also some new markets. So we're seeing some growth opportunities in Florida. We're going to open up a new restaurant in South Carolina, which is going to open mid-January. So we have spread our wings out a bit, but for us, it's really important to grow responsibly and not just open up restaurants to open up restaurants. That's not what we do.
Is the love and enjoyment for A&W root beer timeless, that just goes from generation to generation?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, we're blessed to have a brand, and I mean this as with the history that we do. And you know, when we talk to new candidates, it's not only just candidates, but when we wear our A&W logo gear anywhere we go, someone has an A&W story that resonates. And you know, it could be Coney dogs with their kids after a baseball game. It could be their first date, and just the love for the brand is still real and palatable. And so for instance, Dee, who you spoke to, is just one of many multi-generational franchisees that we have, and it's a blessing that we have it. And, you know, you can't, that's the kind of stuff you can't build. You have to create. It's a culture. And so we're fortunate to have that.
John Palumbo says he knows D Wells and her plans to double her number of Wisconsin A&Ws this year from 2 to 4. What is it that you like about her as an owner that is been a good fit with A&W?
Yeah, good question. So it's not, you know, and it's easy to say, well, they're successful because they're a good operator, right? But really, at its core, it's that because you can be passionate about something and maybe not be, you know, have the operational readiness that you need to be successful. But with Dee, we're super fortunate that she's extremely passionate about the brand, and I'm certain that came across when you spoke to her. But then also she has the infrastructure built and the operational readiness that is hard to fake, right? You have to put the time and energy in. And I think you mentioned when you were talking to her, she's running around in a restaurant, you know, and that's what it is. It's not a passive investment model at all. It's hands-on. And so with Dee, we're very, very blessed to have her, the passion for the brand, the history with the brand, and also have the operational expertise. And like you said, she's still growing. I mean, she's going to double her store count for someone that's been in the system for as long as he has, that's a testament to the brand and how well, really how well positioned we are right now and as we go into 23.
Here in Wisconsin, at least, John, we've had a worker shortage for a while, and there's no end in sight, and there's quite a scramble and a fight, especially probably in that fast food industry, to get workers. I know, hearing from Domino's Pizza, the son of an owner this year, and his parents would have given him a chance. They own multiple ones. He's like, I wouldn't want to own one because it's too hard to get drivers. Yet Dee tells me with the agency she worked with, fully staffed, 52 employees, ready to go, opening day January 10th. I mean, is there a worker shortage around the country, or is that just kind of unique to Wisconsin?
No, I think for sure. Yeah, that's definitely something we think about and you see. You know, labor continues to be a challenge, really, in every industry, not just ours. But to Dee's point, really, if you have a plan for it, and she did, and you have that built-in operational bench, we call it, and some depth, which she has, you'll survive, and you'll fare better than some other brands and some other restaurants even. And so, and also, you have to have a franchisor that's willing to recognize that you have to grow and change and innovate. You can't stay still, and you don't get to be 100 years old and not do that stuff. And so when you look at technology and menu optimization and innovation and a centralized POS system that we've implemented or are implementing, and just to handle some of those labor challenges, you are able to adjust and pivot, and that's what we did, and that's what Dee's done, and that's what our industry is doing, but certainly A&W is laser focused on.
I'm sure you would say, John, as Dee did, that A&W love our root beer, but we're more than just root beer.
We are indeed more than just root beer. That's right. And so, I know that Dee talked very, very candidly about our 100% white cheddar Wisconsin cheese curds made in your backyard, and our chicken tenders that are never frozen and are hand breaded to order. Our burgers are second to none in the category. And so you're right. We lead with A&W because it's all over our heritage and our culture and our sign outside our door. But we are definitely more than root beer, though we're proud of the frozen bug and our root beer floats.
And finally, John, for other people who may be interested in getting an A&W franchise, be it in the our listening area or elsewhere, what kind of person or people are you looking for?
Yeah, so we're looking for folks that have a passion for the industry. That's super important. As I said, it's not a passive investment. It's a hands-on endeavor. And so folks who want to be in business, be in business for themselves but not by themselves, we have a very robust support system. Of course, the financial viability is important, but we also help with managing a really strong lender network, real estate assistance as well. And so you don't need to know everything about the fast food market or the restaurant industry. You just have to be willing to learn and be able to put the hours in, frankly, inside the store. So if that's the passion, then we'd love to talk to folks who have some interest.
Is there a minimal amount that's needed in terms of an investment?
Yeah, so we like to see about $250,000 in liquidity, about $500,000 net worth. That seems to be where the banks are at today. That's a ever-changing environment, as you know. But that's about what we're seeing: $250,000 liquidity and about $500,000 in net worth, and then we can help folks get into business.
I can think in other parts of our listening area, from east to west, from maybe Stanley to over to like Baldwin, of other A&Ws. Any idea how many there are in Wisconsin? Or, I mean, it sounds like it's growing, clearly, with Dee.
Yeah, it's growing with Dee, for sure. We also have some new interest from folks wanting to come into that market, and then some additional interest from other franchisees who may want to start growing a little bit in Wisconsin. And so, really, the whole upper Midwest market is, has been very vibrant for us this year, but also I think it's the strong ties we have to Wisconsin market in the upper Midwest that screams A&W, right? So
John Palumbo, A&W's Senior Director of Franchise Development. Before that, Dee Wells, a longtime community business owner who, along with her husband, already owns some A&W locations in Withy and Spencer, the Altoona location in the Woodmans area, opening on Tuesday, and plans to open another A&W in Cadott in late May. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.